Amen.
Please be seated. Today's gospel reading contains one of the shortest and one of the least known of Jesus' parables. It's about a father who had two sons, and to each of them he gave the same instruction. Go work in my vineyard. The first son responded by agreeing to go, but for some reason he never went. The other son at first refused to go, but then later he changed his mind and he went. That's it. That's the whole story. You know, as I looked at this parable early in the week, I thought, what on earth am I going to be able to say about this parable? But as it usually is with Holy Scripture, the more I sort of thought about it and struggled with it, I have discovered that this story, I think, brief as it is, has a vital message for our lives and for our world. Jesus originally told this story to the religious leaders of Israel, and then he asked them a question. Which one did the will of the Father? You know, I don't think a lot of people these days spend a whole lot of time thinking about the will of God. I'm not sure we really even know what it means. And I certainly get the impression that we think the will of God has nothing to do with our ordinary lives. I mean, only professional religious people concern themselves with that. It has nothing to do with ordinary lay people. But in light of today's parable, maybe we should give this matter a closer look. For one thing, this parable seems to suggest that the will of God is usually something very simple. The father instructed his two sons to go work in the vineyard. Now, there's nothing very complicated about that. I mean, it involves some very basic activities, such as pulling weeds, watering vines, and maybe repairing some walls. You see, Jesus wasn't teaching abstract theology. He was talking about life. And he seems to be saying that the will of God can be as basic and simple and real as and down to earth as working in a vineyard. When we think about the will of God, I think we usually think of maybe the election of a bishop. I remember when our present bishop was elected, there was five candidates, and everyone was praying for the will of God. Or maybe it's the struggle of a young person trying to decide whether or not to go into the ordained ministry, or some other special activity of the church. But Jesus never limited the will of his Father just to matters of religion. He saw it as something that encompassed and included all of life. It was as real and practical as going out and working in a vineyard. The fact is, except in some small number of cases, doing the will of God does not involve any kind of a dramatic surrender of life. I'm going to give all my worldly goods away and go join a monastery. That's unusual. Or some other ecclesiastical activity. It is rather the faithful use of life in the ordinary events of daily living. It's not just something that happens in church or something that is exclusively religious. It may involve simply being a faithful and honest worker, a faithful spouse or parent, sending a card or a casserole down to the woman down the street whose husband died. That's what the will of God is basically about. Very simple things. The Father said, go work in my vineyard today. And you can't find anything much simpler than that. Notice next that doing the will of God is a very sensible thing to do. The Father didn't ask his sons to do anything unreasonable. Why should they not work in the vineyard? We can deduce that it was the source of livelihood for both of them. They had a vital stake in the matter. just as you and I do in God's vineyard today. Because we live in this world. We are not spectators looking on from another planet out in outer space. At least for the time being, this is home. Our lives, for good or for ill, are going to be lived out right here on this earth, on this vineyard that God has given us. So why should we not help clean it up and fix up our own home? You know, and when we do that, we're not just doing the will of God and helping other people, we're actually helping ourselves too. Right now, this world is the only vineyard we've got. And it just makes sense to do everything that we possibly can to preserve it and to improve it. Finally, we learn from today's gospel that the will of God is not only simple and sensible, it also searches into our very hearts. You see, before Jesus got through, he was digging very deeply into the hearts and the minds of his audience. You see, they were the religious people, the professional religious people, generally regarded as the finest citizens in the community. But Jesus told them that tax collectors, in other words, traitors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. That must have been a shattering statement to everyone who heard it. How could that be? These were the religious people. But the problem was their religion was long on words, but very short on deeds. They were like the son who told his father that he would go work in the vineyard, but never showed up. Never pulled a weed, never gathered a grape, never watered a vine. You see, with Christ, it's performance that counts. But it's nothing big. It's nothing spectacular. Just working in the vineyard. Just doing the job. Which of the two sons did the will of the father? You know, that should be a very searching question for you and me. It should force us to ask ourselves if our religion is primarily words or deeds. It isn't enough to make pretty speeches and to say all the right things about God and to God. The important thing is to take your hoe in your hand and head out for the vineyard. Because that's where the people are. And if you and I are going to do the will of God, that's where we need to be too. In the name of the Father, and of the